welcome to Tiny Urban Homesteading. I'm your host, Justine. I'm a blogger and YouTuber of Country Girl in a Small and City World. I'm excited that you're here with me on this crazy journey of urban homesteading. I hope you enjoy our episode today and find this information useful and you want to come back for more. So here we go. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Tiny Urban Homesteading Podcast. Today is episode number 14. I'm going to talk a little bit about today of my top three failures that I have come across while urban homesteading. Homesteading can be something that is very eventful, exciting, and you have a lot of success. But then on the other hand, there is times where you run into several roadblocks, you feel very discouraged, and you just basically throw your hands up in the air and wonder to yourself, wow, like, what am I going to do next? I feel like sometimes we see all the positive in homesteading and we don't really see the negatives. So today's episode, I'm going to go deep into my three top fails while urban homesteading. Here we go. I really wanted to do this podcast episode today because I feel like, as I mentioned earlier, we see a lot of the positive in homesteading and especially urban homesteading, but sometimes we don't see the negative things that can happen in as homesteaders we come across in an urban setting. So it's very important for me to make this episode because, you know, not every day is rainbows and butterflies when it comes to urban homesteading. There's a lot of obstacles that I run into myself, and I know that other urban homesteaders probably run into as well. So I figured it was very appropriate for this episode to be about the three fails that I have experienced as an urban homesteader. So the number one thing that I have run into as an urban homesteader is taking on too much too quickly. When I first wanted to become a homesteader, especially an urban homesteader, about 5 years ago, I was doing all this research and I was reading different books and articles and blog posts and watching people's YouTube channels. And I saw all this exciting things that they were doing in an urban setting. And originally, when it came to homesteading, I looked into the research of basically having land and all these different things like that. And I knew with our careers currently that was not going to be possible just yet. So moving towards the more urban side of homesteading was the right option for us currently. And for me, I like to do research and I saw all these exciting things like hydroponics and canning and this and that and all these fun things you can do as an urban homesteader. The problem was, sometimes when I get really excited about things, I just jump into it and not think about it and not do enough research. And that's the problem. So when I first started homesteading, I wanted to do container gardening. I wanted to start canning. I wanted to start making everything from scratch. And I will tell you what, I took on way too much. I was very overwhelmed because I'd start one project and then have to go into another one and I never finished the first one. And I started to just do more projects on top of projects on top of projects. And that was very time consuming and very overwhelming. And for a little period of time there, I'm not going to lie, I was kind of thinking about getting away from homesteading because I was just burnt out from it because I was trying to do way too much in such a short time frame. So my first fail, and it's definitely my number one fail, is taking on too much too quickly. And this can be for anybody in the homesteading community, not just urban homesteaders. We all have this vision of what we want our homestead to look like and the techniques and methods we want to use. But sometimes we just get so excited, we jump into it. And then once we get into it, we realize, oh my gosh, did I bite off more than I can handle? Am I taking on too much? So you have to step back and think to yourself, okay, let's take one step at a time. Where do we want to start? I always tell people who are interested in urban homesteading especially that you need to start small. So if you're a person who's really interested about growing your own food for your family, the first step is to start growing small, like herbs and simple things like that that can be grown in a small space, in small containers, and it doesn't take a lot of time and commitment to start. Once you start there, then you can eventually build up to a bigger garden in your backyard or in your home or whatever space you have and work your way up. You don't want to take on too much at one time and feel overwhelmed by it and then get discouraged and you're ready just to basically quit. You don't want to do that. So start out small and then continue on and on and on with your homesteading adventures. But start a project and end a project before you move on to the next project. So I encourage anybody who's getting into homesteading, especially urban homesteading, to not take on too much too quickly. Start out small and work your way through different things you want to do. don't try to do this, that, and everything else in between. Start out with your priorities of the things you want to do. Maybe that is growing. Maybe that is canning. Maybe that's making your homemade products without buying them. Start with one theme and then move on from that. Do not take on too much because you're going to get extremely overwhelmed. You're going to get extremely frustrated. And you may even get to the point where you're not sure if you really, really want to continue urban homesteading because it's overwhelming. My number two fail is not doing enough research. I know you've heard me say multiple times that I'm a big researcher. I like to research everything I do. But going back to number one, when I get excited about something, I just jump into it sometimes and I don't think everything through going into it. The best example of this is last year, I was scrolling through Pinterest trying to find some great techniques for gardening and especially for my back porch. I wanted something that didn't take a lot of space. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big fan of using pots out of my back patio. They were just messy and they took up a lot of space. And I was just trying to find a different way to grow. So I came across hydroponics. It was something I'd heard about in the past, but I really never kind of dove into, you know, more information on it. So I went through Pinterest real quick and I looked at different methods and I found the Kroenke method, which is a hydroponic method where you're not using pumps or bubble systems. You're basically just have a container, you fill it up with distilled water, you put in your nutrients that you need, then you put your plants in there and then they grow. And it's pretty cool because you don't really do much besides monitor your levels of nutrients in your product and go from there. Well, the thing was, I kind of did a DIY style and I regret that till this day because there was a lot of fails that I experienced doing it this way. So instead of actually buying a hydroponic system or just going using a hydroponic system that had a bubbling system, I decided to just kind of wing it. And I do regret that because I had some beautiful tomatoes. Let me tell you, I was so proud of them. They were a nice size, a beautiful color. Like they were coming along so well. Well, one day while I was at work, the wind started blowing like crazy here. And I want to say that that was one of the culprits that day, but it also did not help that we had squirrels in our back porch that just like to hang out sometimes. They decided to use my bar that I had on top of my container for my hydroponic system to hold my tomatoes up. They decided to use it as a jungle gym. I've seen them try to do it once and I've kind of scooted them away. Well, this time I think that's what they did. And when I came home, my tomatoes were completely flipped over. The roots were exposed out of the water. And basically at that point in time, all of the roots and the stems and stuff were starting to dry up. I'm thinking that this happened pretty early in the morning. I'm at work by 5:45. So I leave really early. It's still dark outside. I don't really check my back porch. And at that point in time, I think that's what happened. And by the time I got home that night, that was been about 12 hours since anyone was home. So they were a lost cause. I was devastated. I took so much pride in hydroponics and I was so excited because it was a new method and I thought I was doing very well at it. But if I would have done better research, I would have got a better system for it, a better container, a better way to contain it, everything like that. I just did it very quickly. I didn't start planting early enough in the season. I was doing it in June. It was a whole cluster mess in itself. And I wish I would have done more research. So my word of advice is if you want to try something new and you're excited about it, and you just want to jump into it, stop, take a step back and do your research and analyze how you're going to proceed to do it, what needs to be done, what items need to be collected for it or whatever it is. Just basically prepare yourself mentally for it as well as kind of get all your ducks in a row so that you're not jumping into it without the right information. Because in the end, you could put a lot of time, effort, money into something. And if you don't do enough research, it could be a failure. And then you feel really bad because if you would have spent more time researching, then maybe that there wouldn't be a negative outcome of the project if you would have done more research. Number three fail for me as an urban homesteader is getting discouraged. Now, talking about number one and number two, I've mentioned the word discouraged. When you get completely overwhelmed or you get frustrated over certain things as urban homesteaders, you start to get bitter sometimes. And for myself with hydroponics, after I had the episode with the squirrels and my tomatoes, and I was bitter about it. I was like, I'm not growing anything else. Like, I'm just so frustrated. I don't even want to deal with it. I don't think I ever want to grow anything again. And at that point in time, I knew I was just upset And I was just disappointed because I put a lot of time and effort into my hydroponics, checking chemical levels every day and everything like that. So I was just upset. And I was like, I'm never growing anything again. And for myself, I'm always going to grow. That's part of me is growing food. I love doing it. It's calming for me and relaxing, and it's something that I enjoy. So I know that I'm never not going to do it. But at that point, in that moment, I was so upset and frustrated. And I was like, oh, I'm done. I'm over this. So sometimes when we take on too much, we attempt something new without the proper research and proper preparation, or something doesn't turn out right, we can get discouraged. And then we could step away from homesteading and not look back at it. And I know people that were in this community of homesteading, and they weren't in an urban homesteading, but they had another homestead. And one of my friends, her and her husband bought a homestead. They were very excited about creating this homestead for their future family. They went out and purchased animals, you know, they started growing, and they took on a lot at one time, and it kind of failed, unfortunately. There was just too much going on. They both worked full-time jobs, and they didn't realize how much this homestead would take up of their time. And they will tell you to this day, and they're very open about it. So they're open with me, you know, about it, and me talking to the, you know, the urban community about it, because they would like other people to know what struggles they went through and what things they would do differently if they could go back in time. And they will say that they took on too much. They should have done more research. They should have started out small. And they said the problem was that they got completely discouraged. That next year they got rid of all their animals. They didn't grow anything. And they were just like, we have all this plot of land sitting here. We're doing nothing with it. We're just living in our home. We're cutting the grass every day. Like, we feel just kind of like it's a worthless piece of property at this point. They're like, we're just upset. And they took kind of the year off from homesteading in general. And then they've gotten back into it, but they've been really slow growing this time. They started out with just getting chickens and just growing a small little plot in the backyard for vegetables. They didn't do anything crazy. And each year they started to add on to their homestead. So now they're on the right path. And they said because they got discouraged and they walked away from it, they didn't know if they were ever going to homestead again. They didn't know if they even wanted to. They didn't even know if they wanted to keep the homestead. They were ready just to sell it and move back to the city and just live normal lives again, as they said. And you never want to get to that point. So what I've mentioned, you know, my number one with not taking too much on quickly and making sure you do your research, my number two fail, I think it's important just to remember that there's going to be times where, as urban homesteaders, we're going to run into obstacles, things that we may have not thought were going to come up, things that we predicted were going to come up, and things that we can just shake our heads at because it might be just a fluke or a situation that just doesn't make sense to us. But we need to realize that we need to take that moment as an opportunity to learn from it, learn a lesson from it, and pre-plan for the future and how we're going to avoid that happening again. So we take it as an educational experience rather than such a negative experience that's going to make us bitter towards that method, procedure, or whatever it is. And that's the thing with homesteading. No one day is ever like the next. There's always something going on. We're creating something new every day. We're trying new things every day, or whatever it may be, that we're always going to run into obstacles. We're going to have positive moments and we're going to have negative moments. But we need to learn that all of the negative moments, we learn from them and move on. We embrace those positive moments and we move forward and remember those positive moments. So even when we're having a hard day or something not going our way while homesteading, we can remember the positive and move forward and remind ourselves why we're homesteaders, why it's important for us to be able to provide for our families a specific way, be able to grow our own food, make things from scratch, you know, be able to embrace that. We need to remember why. So I hope you have enjoyed this podcast episode today, and I hope that I will see you on the next one. Have a great day, guys.